Tenderness Told Me To by Heather Plett. I need a haircut. I need to lose weight. I keep forgetting to rebook that appointment that I missed. I should keep the house cleaner. The stuff I just wrote really sucks. I don't know why I bother trying. I'm wasting a lot of time today. I should be doing something more productive. Why haven't I put away my laundry yet? I should reach out to my friends more so they don't think I'm a shitty friend. I shouldn't spend so much time on social media. Shame can find 100 reasons to run me down today. Self-loathing can find 1,000 reasons why I'm probably not worthy of love. And envy can find 1,000,000 reasons why everyone else is more accomplished than I am. But tenderness tells me that I've been doing some really hard work this week. I've been unearthing some big grief and stirring up old trauma. And I've been trying to make meaning out of pain so that I can hold it as gift. Tenderness cups my face in her hands and says, "This self-criticism shit you've been doing all day. It's a trauma response. You're trying to protect yourself in the only way your wounded self knows how to. Cut yourself some slack now. And don't go further into the loop by criticizing yourself for the criticizing, or you'll get stuck in a vicious cycle that will be hard to get out of. I'm getting off the computer now and going for a walk. Tenderness told me to." Reflections. What things does shame often beat you up for? What are the messages envy brings you? How does tenderness respond when you're in a self-criticism loop? Is there a special object, a plushy toy perhaps, that can help remind you of the presence of tenderness? I have an extra soft pillow I like to cuddle with.